Ms. Mosby?
Yes,
Ms.
I'm
Mosby?
here.
Okay, I'm
Yeah,
on
I'm
the
here.
line.
Hello, my name is Marcus. How are you doing today, Ms. Mosby?
I'm well. How are you, Marcus?
I'm doing well. So I understand you have questions about the CARES Act provision.
So I had, the CARES Act provision. I was trying to see if it was included in the new bill. And when I spoke with your representatives before and I took money out in the earlier part of the year, one of the things that they explained to me was that I would be able to do this up until December 31st. And now I've called in and, as early as possible today, 3 days before the 31st, and I'm being told that I can't. So I was wondering if there's a way for me to be able to make the request for the withdrawal.
So after the 31st, I mean, the provision will expire. I mean, we wouldn't be able to issue anything out once that new year starts. Typical processing time for any kind of request would be 3 to 5 business days. So, I mean, you could submit a request, but we just can't guarantee that it's going to be processed before that provision expires at the end of the year.
Okay. Well, can I do that? Can I put in the request and hopefully it will be processed?
Yeah.
I mean, because, again, this is what I was told. I would have done this last week had I known that I didn't have up until the 31st.
So, yes, I can send out a form if you'd like to make that request. I just can't guarantee it's going to be processed in time.
Okay.
So,
is there a way to, like, note the file? Is there any way to like, try to expedite it? Or?
So, we've gotten a lot of requests in the last 1 or 2 weeks. I mean, we're trying to get to all of them as soon as possible, but they're all done in the order that they're received. So I'm not sure what the backlog is with our processing team, but yes, we can try to get it processed. I just can't guarantee it.
Okay. I have a question for you. Is there a way to figure out what the backlog may be, if this is realistic? I mean, you understand the circumstances of what everybody is under. So.
I'm not sure how much backlog they have, honestly. But our processing team let us know. I mean, if it wasn't received by the end of the day on the 21st, anything received after that point, we couldn't guarantee that it's being processed before the end of the year.
Okay. So I can put in this request today, and it may not be processed at all, and I won't be able to take anything out.
Not using that provision after the beginning of the new year.
Even though the request went in before the expiration of it?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Is there like an extension or something? Again, like there's no way for you to find out from a backlog perspective what I'm dealing with for the likelihood of this being processed. I'm just trying to plan. And had I been, properly informed, I would have made the request last week.
So, I mean, at this point, I wouldn't expect it to be processed before the end of the year, honestly.
So what other options do I have? I mean, I'm trying to figure out what else can I do.
As far as taking money out of the account?
Yes.
Bear with me one moment. Sorry about the wait. Just pulling up some information. And Ms. Mosby, would you be willing to hold one moment while I look into that for you?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Thank you. One moment. Ms. Mosby?
Yes.
Thank you for your patience. I appreciate it. So there is a provision the IRS allows you to take money out while still employed. It would be considered like an emergency withdrawal, that you could potentially take money out for certain circumstances. The most common reasons that they approve these emergency withdrawals would be if you have medical expenses that aren't covered by insurance. That could be for you or a spouse or any dependents. A loss of income, if you experienced any reduction of work hours or had to be quarantined or any kind of loss of work. Funeral expenses, if you're facing eviction or foreclosure, those are the most common reasons that you could be approved for those emergency withdrawals.
So have you guys looked at the new provision for the Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2021? Are you familiar with that?
I'm not familiar with that act, no.
It's the one they're signing into, that Trump has already signed.
So, no, I'm not aware of what's included in that. That's something our legal and compliance team would let us know how that affects these types of accounts. And we haven't gotten any word on how it would affect these accounts.
All right.
So if one of those emergency situations, it sounds like it applies to you, I can send out that application for you if you'd like.
It says the Consolidated Appropriations Act allows for distributions from retirement plans with participants affected by COVID and other disasters, which would include the 457B plans. We have up to 180 days after the enactment of the bill. The new bill also extends the extended limit for qualified retirement plan loans allowed under the CARES Act.
So that would be, the plan offered loans, but the city doesn't offer loans on these types of accounts. And I really couldn't speak to that bill.
Okay. Well, is there anyone that I can speak to with reference to, that provision? Because, again, I'm just at a loss, because when I spoke with your representatives before, they told me I had until December 31st, and I was just calling just to see what that process would entail, if it was similar to the process that I had to do before. And now you guys are telling me that I needed 3 to 5 business days, and that was never explained to me by the representative that I spoke to before.
All right. The processing, standard processing is always 3 to 5 business days for any request.
No, I get that now, but that was not explained to me, is my point. They told me I had up until the 31st period to make that additional withdrawal. That's what was explained to me. They did not say you need to do that 5 days before the 31st.
All right, so, if you're willing to hold, I can get...
representative that I spoke to.
So, if you're willing to hold, I can get my manager on the line.
Okay.
But I seriously doubt that they would be able to answer questions about a bill that was just signed yesterday by Congress.
Okay. It's not just that. I'm just really trying to figure out a way that I can get my money in light of the fact that, I was told I had a certain date, and now I'm being told something else.
All right. So, if you're willing to hold, I can get my manager on the line. I just can't guarantee that any kind of request would be processed at this point.
Yes, sir. I'm willing to hold.
All right. One moment. Ms. Mosby?
Yes.
Thank you for your patience. I have my manager, Carol, on the line. She's going to help you out.
Great.
Hi, Ms. Mosby. This is Carol, and I understand you're calling about a payout request.
Yes, Carol. How are you?
I am fine. Have you submitted the payout yet?
No, that's why I was calling. I actually spoke with a representative from your agency earlier this year, and he told me that I had until the 31st if I was going to make an additional request for withdrawal under the CARES Act provision. And when I called first thing this today, I was like, okay, I have until the 31st, but let me try to set some of these things in motion. They're now telling me that I need at least 3 to 5 business days, which was never explained to me before. So now I'm in a situation where I need this money, and I'm trying to figure out if there's anything that I can do in order to start the process and to get it.
Did they send you the form to fill out?
When they took out an earlier withdrawal this year, they did, but I was calling again to find out if I needed to do anything differently or what was happening. I still was under the impression, based upon my conversation with your agent, that I had until the 31st.
Okay, but you haven't submitted a form for the COVID paperwork?
No, I can do that. I can do that right now.
Okay, you have the form
before.
For that?
I don't have a new form. I had one that I submitted earlier when I had an earlier withdrawal this year.
Okay. Can you accept that by email?
Yes, ma'am.
And it's...
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Hold on just a moment. Okay, I'm going to have Marcus email you the form. You can send back over to us today, but I cannot guarantee you that it can get processed before the end of the year. They're processing any requests that are received in the date order that they were received, and they're doing their best to get those processed as fast as they can. But if you fill it out and send it over, you know, we'll have it on file, but again, I cannot promise you that it will get processed.
Okay, and I appreciate that, Carol, and I will get this over to you as soon as possible. But I guess the one thing I was kind of looking for from you all is just an understanding that, you know, I spoke with your representative and that wasn't reflected. If it was, I would have called him, you know, last week on Thursday to ensure that, you know, it would be the later time frame.
When did you
really, I'm relying on my conversation from the representative as opposed to, you know, my own sort of understanding of what the law entails.
When did you speak with the representative about doing the COVID payout?
I spoke with the representative the first time I took out the withdrawal. And I
what
had
date was that? What date was that?
You guys should have it in your notes. I think it was July. Maybe
July of this year?
Whenever my withdrawal was, yes. I spoke with the representative first.
Okay. Well, the last payout I'm showing was in May of this year.
It was in May. Okay. It was not July. It was May. So
okay.
I would have spoken to him in May.
Okay. And having said that, I don't know that conversation. I don't know that we don't have access to when cutoffs are at that time of the year. We only get cutoff dates like the end of November, in November, 1st of December, as to when they're going to cut off things.
No, I didn't even know about the provision. I had a very lengthy conversation with the representative who explained to me what my options were. He told me about the CARES Act provision, and he explained to me what my deadline was if, in fact, I needed to take out additional money.
Okay,
I didn't even know about it until he explained it to me again back in May when it was first passed.
Okay, and I understand what you're saying, but it's the end of the year and everybody's trying to get money out right now.
No, and I get that, but my whole concern is, and I know that you can appreciate, I relied on what was represented to me from your agent, right? Like at the end of the day, I would have called 2 weeks ago had I known, but I relied on the conversation and the information that was provided to me by your agent. He said I had until December 31st if I needed to take out an additional money under this provision. He didn't say call three to five business days before in order for us to process this. He said you have up until this date, December 31st, to be able to do any sort of additional withdrawals under this provision.
And again, I appreciate what you're saying and understand what you're saying. If you fill out the form and send it in to us, it'll be on file. And if it's possible to get it processed, we will. If there's any change in us not getting it done and we can still do it after the first of the year, we're checking into that. But right now, everything that's being done is being done in date order of when it was received. So, I cannot promise you or guarantee you that if you send it in now, it's going to get processed. I will do my best, but there's no guarantees at this moment until we get more information.
Okay, Carol. If you can send it to me, I will fill it out. I will send it back. Should I send it back to you?
I sent a note back.
I just want to make sure that I don't want it to slip through the cracks and it doesn't happen.
I sent a note over to Marcus asking him to email you the form. I will keep this in my follow-up and keep a check on it. And I just want to check one other thing. I'm showing phone number. Is that a good number to get you back at?
That's a good number, Carol.
Okay. I will keep an eye on it, make sure that we get it in, and I can let you know that we received it, but I still can't be able to tell you that it's a guarantee it's going to get done. But I can at least let you know we've got it and keep on top of it, and as soon as I have more information, if we can process it or not, I will let you know.
Okay, and do you have like an extension or anything?
My direct line number is
8-12.
All righty. In the meantime, you take care and get that filled out and sent back over to us, and I'll let you know when it's received in, and keep you updated as I have more information.
Thank you so much, Carol.
All right.
It.
Take care, dear. Bye-bye.
Yeah.